Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU along with Andy and Dave Cruz. And good morning, Joey.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great, as are you, because you, my friend, are caller number 25.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Yes.
Congratulations, man. You're a finalist for a trip to Florida to check out the Phillies in spring training, all brought to you by Visit Florida.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Congratulations. Hey, but before we put you on hold to get your information, Joey, we were just reading this crazy article about Nicolas Cage. And I guess, like, he already has plans for what happens to his body when he dies. There's this
a little odd.
He is weird, right? So there's this, like, pyramid kind of mausoleum-y thing in a cemetery. And he recently took a woman on a date to see it.
What?
Strange, right? Have you ever done anything odd on a date, taking a girl anywhere strange?
This one time we actually went to a cemetery, and I know this isn't good, but we brought out the Ouija board and we lit some candles and we kind of sat there in the middle of the cemetery and, you know, tried to like talk to some spirits.
Did you?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. It was just really weird. Like the candles were blowing one way, like the smoke, and then all of a sudden they like switched directions.
Wow.
So we got creeped out and we just got the hell out of there.
And this was a date. Did she ever go out with you again?
No.
No. Yeah. I don't know. The spirits lured her away.
To Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, maybe. Joey, hang on
for
us,
on,
okay?
Joey.
That is crazy sauce.
That is
so
bananas, yeah.
You know, I don't think that when I was dating, people saw me as that girl that would think that that was
that,
okay.
That was really cool.
Yeah, so that wouldn't have happened with me. Like, no. I mean, the weirdest date that I ever went on, I think, or the most uncomfortable situation I was in was when I got picked up. I was living in Bloomsburg at the time. It was right after I graduated from college. And so I wore this cute little mini skirt and like a little sweater, you know, and I'm all excited. Yeah. And he shows up in his pickup truck, which is totally cool because we're in Bloomsburg and, you know, and there's a gun rack on the back with guns.
Sure, of course.
And we went to a go-kart place, but like I'm wearing this little skirt. Awkward. Maybe that was my bad for not realizing we were going to do something so country.
Right.
I don't know.
That's fun though.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun. The oddest thing that I've done is I got set up on a blind date at my company Christmas party is where I met her. So a coworker of mine was like, dude, you should go out with my sister. And we had a holiday party coming up. So she came and I met her at my holiday party.
So not only are you surrounded by your coworkers, but her brother is there.
Yeah.
That's weird,
Dave. That's weird.
Why would you agree to that? What happened? Anything exciting? Did you ever see her again?
I did. She stole a couple of my rings.
What?
And she fed my dog a pack of hot dog rolls. She was a little off.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's why he set her up with you, because you're a little off, don't you think?
We should be married. Yeah. She's the only person that I've blocked on social media.
She stole your rings. What kind of rings did you have?
I had a couple cool, you know, dude rings that I wear. Like, one of them was a spinny one, so you could like spin it around. And she said she liked them, so she just took them.
Wow.
Yeah. One day they were gone, and I called her up. She's like, "Oh, I took them because I liked them." I'm like, "Is that something people do?"
Wow. She was probably waiting for that date to the cemetery.
I
think so that she probably was.
Rings.
So let's talk about this. Where's the weirdest place you've like? Can you top a cemetery? I don't know.
That's
I don't know that we will
do.
Find someone. Yeah. We're looking for, if you can top a cemetery on a date, 215-263-6700.
The Andy Summers Show.
Good morning, XTU.
Yeah, I was calling in about the weirdest date you ever went in on.
So we're trying to top a cemetery.
Well, I dated a guy who was a garbage man, and he took me out on his route.
Yes! That's crazy.
Did you know that that was what the date was going to be?
No. We started out on a ride, you know, going for a ride, and then we started going on his route, and then was getting upset because he had just been there the day before to empty the cans, and they were already filled again.
Oh, my gosh. So the date was you were just going to go for a ride in his garbage truck?
No, we weren't in the truck. We were in his car, and then he took me on his route.
And how long have you two been married now?
Oh, we're not married.
That's crazy. Who is this?
My name is Chris.
Chris, that's going to be a tough one to
awesome,
beat.
Chris.
Thanks for calling.
Love you. Love yourself.
Thank you. Okay, so there is another Chris on hold who started the conversation with me by saying, we met on death row.
No way.
We're going to talk to that Chris next.
Wow. 92.5 XTU. Good morning, Chris.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. So, okay, when I put you on hold earlier, you said we met each other on death row.
Correct.
Now I cannot wait to hear this story.
It's actually our, like, favorite story because everybody wants to know. I'm a nurse. And he is a lieutenant, and we work at a maximum security prison, and he was the lieutenant on death row, and I was the nurse on death row, and we happened to cross paths, and the rest is history.
Aww.
And we still work at the maximum security prison, and when we work together on the same shift, we actually eat lunch together. Which is why I called, because we consider that our little date, because I work third shift and he works second shift, so we only cross paths when I work overtime.
Oh, so you have lunch dates.
We have lunch dates at the prison.
That is so awesome.
There can't be any more strange place for romance to blossom than on death row at a maximum security prison.
Hey, you know what? I mean, if you have the story, you gotta, like, spread the word.
Absolutely. That's so great.
That's great, Chris.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Love you guys.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
So we're talking about strange places to have a date because Nicolas Cage took a date to see his cemetery plot, which is weird. Do you think you can beat that one?
Close, maybe. So, actually, my kids were just in the car at the drop-off line, and so they asked me if I could beat that. And, so I once went on a date with, actually, she's now my wife, to meet her cadaver, Bob, when she was in school studying to be a physical therapist.
Did you say cadaver Bob?
Yeah, his name was Bob, and he was a cadaver. So they were using him to learn about all the muscles and the bones and the organs of the human body. And she was really excited to take me to meet Bob on one of our dates.
You didn't recognize him or anything, right?
No, his name's
How weird was that? It's one thing if you are a doctor or studying to be a doctor, then I would imagine that would be important. But, like, what do you do for a living, Kevin?
I work in the world of pharmaceuticals and medical devices. I said, my wife's in healthcare as well. Thinking back on it, when you talked about strange places, I did thought that could a memory. But I mean, again, she is my wife today, and
it worked.
We've been married for like 20 years. So, yes, I still remember Bob to this day.
Thank God for Bob.
Did she bring Bob to the wedding?
No, Bob did not come to the wedding. Okay. He was not on the invite list. I think that may kind of beat the going to the cemetery plot.
I don't know. Dead bodies, that's a good one. That's a good one for sure, Kevin. Yeah. Thanks so much for sharing.
Kevin.
Hey, you guys are welcome. Have a great day.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.